Savannah Sumby, and you're listening to Tornado Girls Basketball.
Welcome back to the Tornado Stop postgame show. Tornado Stop, your one-stop convenience store. Hangar 54 Pizza, Champ Chicken, great meals gone with gas snacks, pop, and ice. Continuing on with the Bank North players of the game, Bank North Valley-based banking. Visit staff in Oaks or call 742-2694. We now bring in Molly Sitzler, and you had yourself a good night. I know you were like, "What me? Why am I coming on the air?" But you shot 17 points, 7 of 14, and I mean, I went on over there and I talked to Coach, and she's saying, "Yeah, it's either Brianna or Molly," and it just was like, "Ah, let's give it to both." And so now you're here on the air because, hey, Brianna and Lily demanded that you guys go on the air now.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Yeah, you have them to thank for this.
Okay, they'll get it back.
7 of 14 tonight, 17 points. And, I mean, your three-point shooting was also on point. I mean, you went three straight from distance. So, I mean, feeling pretty good out there tonight.
Yeah, almost gave up, but kept shooting.
Well, hey, 500 is nothing to scoff at, especially here in high school, in any basketball. Shooting 500 is really good. And, I mean, rebounding, you were down there as well, getting those boards, and I mean, defensive wise, you're right there as well. So talk to us about the defensive effort tonight.
I honestly love our 2-3 defense. Like, it that keeps us in all of our games, even though we know how to do the other defenses, but I just feel like our 2-3 hits every game.
And I mean, that's something I've noticed too. I mean, it's kept you guys in the games the last three games, especially against, well, last two, especially Maple River and Sargent County. Those games could have been much worse, but your guys' defense has just been outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, looking at tonight, I don't have the defensive stats in front of me, but, I mean, it felt like you guys were just on point with the rebounds, on point with the steals. And that's something else I noticed. Your steals all tonight, all your guys' steals were just, you guys were predicting every single pass.
Yeah.
You're not used to this, are you?
No.
Yeah, that's fine. But, no, like, you guys were feeling awesome. And film, was that any part of it, like predicting when the passes were coming or not?
Yeah. Judy never, like, tells us to watch film, but most of us just watch it on our own, mm-hmm. just so we know how our defense should be when we come and play them.
Yeah. And, yeah, because, I mean, you guys were just all over Enderlin tonight. And, I mean, you're shooting on point again. And that's something to build confidence for, I know, because, I mean, let me pull up a couple games ago against Sargent County. You shot pretty well as well. You're 4 of 7 for 10 points. So, I mean, shooting as of late hasn't been your problem. You've actually been drilling these balls on in, especially from deep.
Yeah, I just kept shooting after I missed my first couple ones, but then I just got that thought that I can make my next ones and kept going.
And you did that tonight. Molly, thank you for joining me on the Tornado Stop postgame show.
You're welcome.
That's Molly Sitzler here on the Tornado Stop postgame show. We'll take a step aside. We'll bring on in head coach Judy Hansen in just a second. This is Tornado Basketball.